Gurney's got it here, 102.3 XLC, Wes and Leah. And if you are looking to get a job, get that J-O-B, place where all the cool kids go, right? Six Flags, Great America. We welcome Caitlin back in with us.
Good morning, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Before we get to that, the most important thing when it comes to Six Flags, did you guys ever find my watch?
Oh, my gosh.
No.
So, Max Force, right?
Found? It was Max Force.
It was Max Force.
Oh.
And when it took off, that thing's so awesome. When it took off, it caught my band of my watch, and I could see it. It was going so fast. I was, like, trying to reach for it, and it was, like, one of those things that was just slowly watching it bounce off the back, and I'm like, oh, I'm never finding you again, am I? So, you know, can I have you, once the snow melts, go out there and search for it? It should be right under there.
We'll take a look. I'll talk to our guest relations guys. We might be able to dig it up. But, you know, that's the danger of having fun sometimes Max Force.
And there's a lot of water there. It's underwater somewhere.
That ride was awesome.
It stalks me, though, because I still get notifications from my Fitbit. I'm like, stop stalking me. You're in the water at Six Flags. Go away.
But it was a good time when we were able to ride that there for the coaster challenge. I don't think I've been to Six Flags since. I didn't get to go for the holiday in the park. It was like every day that we wanted to go, something else came up with kids' sports. And so I'm looking forward to Six Flags opening back up. And before we get to all that, you guys are doing a hiring event because obviously you have jobs that you need to fill before you guys could open back up.
That's right. Opening day, believe it or not, is right around the corner, Friday, April 15th. So we're looking to hire 4,000 team members this season.
So if you need a job right now and you say you can't find one, you're wrong.
Six Flags is going to have you covered. Well, do you guys have a lot of people that come over to Six Flags, you know, say from other countries? Like, I know how it is in Wisconsin Dells. Do you guys have that there at Six Flags to work at the water park and what have you?
We do. We work with international students and international teams to come on over and work at Six Flags. But also our bread and butter is everybody who's local as well. So college students and even retirees who are looking to kind of stay engaged and have something fun to do for the summer.
And I only asked that because when we were there in the summer at the water park, that was, you know, a couple of employees explained to me, you know, why things were set up the way that they were, not just because of COVID, but because of COVID. So because of COVID, you know, you didn't have that international travel and employment that you usually do. So either way, back to the 4,000 team members you're looking to hire, there are most likely jobs that we don't even realize exists when you run an amusement park and a water park. What positions can people apply for?
There's really a role for everyone at Great America, from ride operators to lifeguards to food and beverage team members. If there's something that interests you, there's a job for you.
My son keeps talking about getting a job, which I'm like, you're a three-sport athlete. When do you have time to work?
Make time.
Yeah, well, I know that. Well, I'm the one who's trying to be like, I don't know how that's even going to work. But being a teen, do you guys hire all ages?
We do hire all ages, so roles start at 15 in various departments and up through to those retirees. Again, there's really something for everyone, and we want you to work where you can play.
Now, Caitlin, I know that you have been working at Six Flags and being the communications and marketing manager there. You have to say all these great things about Six Flags, which it is great, but what do team members there, like if I were to go up to somebody and be like, what do you love about working for this company?
There's so many perks for team members. So rates are up to $16 an hour this year. And for our lifeguards, Six Flags actually covers the training and licensing fees, which is really phenomenal for lifeguards. And you get to spend your summer out in Hurricane Harbor, Chicago. So there really isn't anything better than that.
Get a little tan going.
And especially for our team members, we have special events. So we'll do exclusive ride nights. You get discounts on admission for friends, family. You want to hang out with some friends after your shift. We have those benefits for you. There's so many perks. And it's really such a fun place to work. You get to be outside. You get to work within the theme park industry. And you also get to make a little bit of magic, too.
Yeah. And that's not a bad starting rate.
$16 an hour?
Yeah.
I wish I was anywhere near that. Even now, today.
Even here today. So your guys' first hiring event this year, it's coming up. It's just a couple days away.
That's right. So this Saturday, we have our first hiring event. It's February 19th. It's on property at Six Flags Great America from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And no need to schedule. You can just walk on in.
Cool. What about if you can't make it this weekend?
If you can't make it this weekend, we have three other spring events. It's Saturday, March 5th, Saturday, March 19th, and Saturday, April 2nd. You also can apply online anytime at sixflagsjobs.com. So 24/7, you can get online and apply for a job at the theme park.
And you mentioned that the park opening just right around the corner. For anyone that missed that, though, what's that date again?
Friday, April 15th.
April 15th. Really looking forward to it. Again, you could get all the information about the job fair and anything going on at Six Flags online.
That's right. You can visit us at sixflags.com/greatamerica or sixflagsjobs.com.
All right, Caitlin, what's your one gurney go-to?
Oh, gosh.
You can't say one. Everybody goes with two these days.
I think it's because I say one. What's your one gurney go-to? Everyone is like, well, wait, I have two. So maybe I should just say, what's your gurney go-to?
Right.
I'll say a new place to me is Tina's Italian Bakery, which is right near the park and is phenomenal.
It is so good. It is so good. And, you know, someone else just told me that was their first time there a couple weeks ago. And I was like, Tina's has been there for a while. But yes, a very, very good lunch over at Tina's. Caitlin, thank you so much again for coming in and letting us know all that's going on job fair wise there at Six Flags.
Thanks so much, guys.